From Bear and Kura, a podcast from the Land of Oz Information Services. I love you, Kura.
I love you, Bear.
This is episode 154 of the Bear and Kura podcast. We are at the Gay Pride Festival.
Wichita, Kansas.
Uh-huh. As opposed to the other Pride Festival.
Yeah.
Somewhere else that we'd be at. We set up a booth, and here we are.
Yeah.
It's incredibly loud in the background. I hope I can filter some of that out in post-processing.
Yeah, it's hollow. It's a hollow building.
Yes. And they should hang some curtains or something.
Well, I imagine they do different events in here, so I imagine they have different things they got to set up for.
Yeah.
So it's basically just a big expo hall, if I could describe it correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Just a big empty concrete hall with a bunch of windows.
And I asked for a booth that was as far away from the stage as possible.
So they put us in front of a kiddie booth.
So they put us in front of the kiddie booth, yes.
So we're in front of an air blow-up jumperee or jamboree or whatever you want to call them.
Bounce house.
Bounce house, yeah.
And it hasn't started yet.
No.
So there's no screaming kids yet.
Not yet. So, but we're just hanging out waiting for the crowd to get here.
Mm-hmm.
Got our booth set up, which went relatively smooth.
Yeah, I don't think we forgot anything.
Don't say that just yet. We still got plenty of things.
I probably could use a couple more clips somewhere. But and getting into the place was an adventure.
Yeah. We walked around.
Found a nice parking spot right next to the front door, and the front door was locked.
Yeah.
And we went around to the loading area, and it was locked.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had to get back in the car, get back on the road, and go completely around the other side of the building and come in that way.
Yeah.
So it's a good thing we left early.
Yeah, very good thing that we left early.
I think we got here about 10.
Mm.
We were supposed to be set up by 11. I think it was like 11:01 when I decided we were set up.
Yeah. So it worked out.
I had everything all arranged. Mm-hmm. I put everything in two travel suitcases with the wheels, except for the poles.
They went in a box.
We put two light stands, the kind that you see in photography studios that fold up. We put one on the left and one on the right in the back of the booth. And then we hung a shower, or a curtain, a big long curtain that screwed together between them. And then we put a bunch of shower hooks on that curtain and put up a shower.
Shower curtain with our sign on it.
That I had, a custom shower curtain that I had printed with our logo. And it fit pretty well. It's a little bit short for the booth. We got the booth all assembled, but I wish I had put those poles in some kind of a carrier with a shoulder strap because
strap,
that cardboard box was a bit of a burden to walk all the way around the building.
Well, we didn't know we were going to have to carry it around, so.
We're lucky everything fit in two suitcases.
Yeah, very lucky, especially that they have wheels too, so.
That's planning.
Yeah.
This is not my first rodeo. I've done gay prides for years and years and years.
Yeah, this is my first one, but being a vendor at, so it's interesting. We'll see what happens.
What else do we need to say?
Not much. Pretty much people are still setting up.
We plan to record through it.
Yeah.
This is a public place, so we don't have to get signed permissions for people, but I'm sure people will see the microphones on our collars and know that we're recording.
Well, someone throws a fit about it. What are we gonna do?
Listen to them,
bitch
people.
Yeah.
When you have a booth in a public thing, it just like invites all the crazy people to come and tell you. We just a few minutes ago had a woman who works for the city. Probably maintenance crew for the building,
yeah,
or something
like that.
She started steering the conversation about spirits, and I then she asked if I was a Christian. And I knew the next question was going to be, have you accept Jesus as your whatever? And I just said, I'm an atheist. And she backed away, literally backed away.
It was
and ran off.
Yeah, that was the quickest I've seen someone turn around about face and go. It's rather comical.
What the hell was that?
They want people to move from the west side of the building to the east side parking.
Oh, the cars. I thought she wanted all the people to assemble on the east side.
Well, it looks like everyone's getting here now.
Okay, yeah, they're starting to let people in. So I'm going to put this... I'm going to keep recording, but I'm going to put this recorder away so that nobody will steal it.
And you're just going to hang it down below?
Yeah.
Put that.
Are we done with... I think we'll need more cards. So I'm going to disconnect for a second and go get some cards.
Which cards are you going to get?
What is this?
Podcast.
A podcast.
I love the characters.
You can have some tickets if you want. A card.
Is this a magnet?
No, it's just a business card.
Oh, okay. I don't know if I realized. What do you guys talk about?
Just about us, just about life in general. 154 episodes. So
I need something to listen to while I cook at work, so.
Give it a listen. I mean, it's nothing groundbreaking or anything like that, but we've been married.
I just like listening to stuff.
So. Yeah. Check it out. That's in something he's interested in, so. Yeah?
Alright, I'm gonna listen.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
You guys investigate ghosts?
Yes. Do you have one?
I think I do.
Would you like us to investigate?
Maybe.
Okay. That's a definite no.
Yeah.
It's like when mom says, we'll see.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Such.
I hope
it's for our podcast.
Huh?
That's for our podcast, the sticker.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I guess these cushions, it's better than just sitting on hard plastic.
Yeah.
Not much better. I guess if I had brought my battery-powered fan, I wouldn't be able to run it because of the microphone.
Yeah, that's true. Hello.
Hello. Okay. Thank you. Yep. Have a sticker.
Absolutely.
Oh, he's got a bracelet, a gay pride bracelet. See?
Mm-hmm.
Where'd you get the bracelet from?
I think it's right back here.
Okay.
How much was it?
It was three.
Oh, really?
That's even
better. They have a white and a black and a red one.
Oh, cool.
Cool. Thank you. Hello?
Hi.
Is your name Lonnie?
Nope.
No? Okay. You look like somebody I know.
Oh, really? Okay.
Poor bastard.
My.
He looks like Lonnie.
Sorry. Yeah, I just found this football. I figured it'd be something I could fidget with.
Hello.
Hello.
How are y'all?
Good, how are you?
Maybe not. I'm Josh Gilmore with Kansas State Pride. And I started a nonprofit called Smoky Hill Quality Coalitions. So, is this y'all's card?
Yep.
There we go. So
take
we're
a sticker, too.
For more people for our state pride. Up in Hutchinson, are y'all going to travel up there?
No, it's all right. It was hard enough doing this here.
Right, I
hear you.
Right. And did y'all do a podcast?
Yes.
Yeah. Right on. Would you do an interview here for us? The state
sure.
pride?
Sure.
Okay. All right. This is Giovanni. He's the vice president.
Hi.
Nice to meet you. I'm the co-CEO of this man. That's the man.
And this is your contact info here?
This is.
This is. Perfect.
If
wonderful.
You have a ghost.
We do. We've got a 1906 Victorian that we live in, but we also have a 1915 industrial warehouse here.
Oh, like wow. us to investigate,
yes.
let us know.
Absolutely, yeah. We know for sure of a couple of them. We actually know the names.
Oh, wow.
Because we've done some of the history and stuff.
That's cool.
Some pictures of them hanging in the parlor. So.
Oh, wow, that'd be cool. Yeah. That'd be really cool.
Yeah, we see things move. We catch it on security cameras, all that kind of stuff.
Oh, wow, that'd be neat. That'd be really cool.
So, yeah, we'll definitely hit you guys up.
Thank you.
Nice meeting you.
Oh, well, here.
Yes.
Take one of these, too.
Perfect. I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Have a good day. Hello.
Hello.
Got a ghost? Whoa, you guys do ghosts?
Yeah. Trying to. Well, we mostly do podcasts. Yeah, take some stickers.
Nini. Yeah, I want to have a ghost. I will call you guys.
Okay, this is unforeseen.
What?
Everybody thinks we have a ghost podcast.
Hmm. Yeah, we didn't think about that.
Free stickers!
Ghost? Yep, free stickers. Right there.
You guys are ghost hunters?
We're podcasting.
You have a ghost?
Huh?
Do you have a ghost?
No, but I want to join a group that goes ghost hunting.
I would too, and I couldn't find one, so I'm just making one.
Yeah. So, because I know Cowtown has a couple of places that are haunted, so supposedly. Dude, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
I would say most of these people did not go to the parade, they just came here.
You think so? I think
they
went to the parade.
All sweaty.
A lot of them are. I mean, they're all fanning themselves, but they all got capes on and stuff like that. They're all wearing. I think a lot of them did go to the parade.
I guess all you have to do to get in is have a button.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Sorry, a random question because I'm about to piss myself. You don't know where the bathroom is.
With that big sign that says restrooms on the wall over there?
Yeah.
Thank you. Can't see.
You're right.
We're going to be the information booth, too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I was going to unplug and get the water. And maybe I can reach it without unplugging.
Okay. Grab me one, too. Yeah, I didn't foresee that coming. The whole ghost.
Mm.
Yeah.
I should have bought an amplifier for that.
Mm.
I have a portable one that runs on batteries. I just didn't think it would be necessary.
It's funny, the kid drawing the kid with the characters. I think we're getting a lot of that too.
A lot of
the
what?
Character people like the characters. Because people love the South Park characters.
Well, the only reason I used those was it was the only character generator I could find online.
That was free.
That was free, yeah. We have to bring that trash can because the rules say if you give away anything that people might throw away, you have to have a trash can. And you have to bring everything home.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, speaking of that, we're in our Bear and Kura characters.
Mm-hmm.
Hello? Okay, have a sticker. Take your card.
Thank you.
You listen to podcasts?
I haven't.
You listen to podcasts?
Yes, sometimes I do.
Which ones?
Just random ones.
Well, now you've got another one you can listen to.
Thank you,
guys.
Speaking of that, I left those jump drives back there. I guess I'm just going to set them on the floor here. that is also something that you have to worry about when you have a booth at a festival, especially when you're selling stuff. People think if it's on a table, it's free, and they'll just grab it.
Just grab it, take it.
It says it's playing. It lights up. I don't hear anything.
Hello.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Hi. Good, how are you?
Brian.
Brian. Do a podcast or business card or you get some
you like podcasts?
There?
Yes.
Take a card.
What do we talk about mainly on this podcast?
Us.
Just you guys hanging out?
Hanging out pretty much, yeah. We've been doing it since 2022.
Gotcha.
We've been married 10 years.
Oh, yeah. So it's just your two lives.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
And ghosts?
Yeah.
You have a ghost?
No. I'm going to take one of these. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you. Thank you. You too. Thank you. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. You listen to the podcast?
I haven't heard of it, but I love that you have your QR code on here.
Yep.
I love your carrot cake. Oh my goodness, it's so cute. It's like South Park.
Yeah.
Oh, that is so cute. I'm gonna for sure listen to it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
We'll have to watch for that.
What's that?
The battery shut off.
Oh, did it?
It's got 98%.
Of course. Yeah. That's what they're there for.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Hi.
Hi.
For a podcast we do. Take a sticker if you want them.
Do you mind if I take a picture with your...
Oh, for
you want a sticker?
Hi. How are you?
Hi.
Good morning.
You listen to podcasts?
Yeah, yeah. I love podcasts.
Take a card. A sticker.
Some stickers, son.
Take a sticker.
Oh, I can't wait to listen.
Oh my gosh, you guys go to hunt. That's
so,
that's amazing. We love that.
Oh
yeah, I cannot wait to listen. I'll send it to you.
Oh, thanks.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you. You have a ghost?
She wishes we had a ghost.
I wish.
She loves ghost hunting and all that kind
we'll
of
take
stuff.
Take a sticker with you.
Oh, we want to see.
That's for our podcast that we do.
Oh, so. That's cool. Uh-huh. Thank you.
I see the sisters are here. So Scott's probably here.
There comes the music.
Think we can compete with that?
No.
Aren't you glad we're... not up there next to the stage.
What flag's that? You know?
Do what?
What flag is that?
Sight?
Flag. What flag is that that she's standing holding in front of
her? Oh, I don't know. There's so many now.
Okay.
Hello?
So you're Ghostbusters?
We do a podcast.
A podcast?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's it about?
It's about our marriage. We were married 10 years ago.
That's cool.
Weird stuff has happened in my house.
Oh, would you like an investigation?
I don't know, but I have to think about it. I don't know what my husband would say. I don't know. He would feel weird about it. He doesn't like to, like, all over the damn house.
for me. Like, I was like, exterminated. Things have gotten a lot chiller. But like, one time, like, the biggest, most physical thing that's ever happened, probably like physical thing that's happened, is when we were steaming dumplings, like Asian style dumplings on the stove.
Mm-hmm.
And I had like my sister in law, my mom, my brother, like, there was like a whole bunch of us there. And nobody was in the kitchen. We were like in the dining room. And it fell off the stove.
Oh, wow. Yes.
It's weird, right?
Yeah, that's strange.
Like, we were all there. We all know that none of us were in the kitchen. Like, if somebody would have been in there, they would have gotten hurt.
Yeah. That's scary.
But the other thing is that, like, I think I know who it is. I think it's my dad. I'm also, like, but, like, sometimes we hear footsteps, like, coming down the hall. Like, one time I even got in the shower, and I could hear something coming down the hall, and I could hear the door shut. So I called my husband and I was like, hey, did you just come home from work to pick something up? And he's like, no, why? And I'm like, because there's somebody in the house. Like, when you live in your house for years, you know what it sounds like.
Yeah.
You know what it sounds like. So we had to call the police and everything. And of course, there was the ad. And he was just like, whatever, you're watching too much crap on TV. No, whatever. And I'm like, whatever, I heard what I heard.
Yeah.
But he's heard it too.
Okay.
And it kind of got to the point where he was just like one time we were like laying in bed trying to go to sleep, and he heard it, and he's like, all right, and then he just like rolled over and went to sleep. He did acknowledge it. But sometimes I think they, I don't know, they just want to like pretend like it's not a problem.
Yeah. A lot of people do.
I don't know, like I said, it's gotten better since I did the whole thing. Yeah. Do you guys get a lot of stuff here in Canada?
We just started.
Woo, yeah. We just started.
Yep.
I love your little avatars back there.
Yep. Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
She went from the most judgmental look that I've ever seen to vomiting paranormal in seconds.
Mm-hmm. I'm just thinking, looking at this place, this is like where they put people for like expo, like when there's a natural catastrophe. I can't imagine being stacked in here with hundreds of other people.
Pull up your background.
See the guy with the blue and white hat?
Where at?
Look for a blue and white hat.
Okay, one level. Okay.
He has a t-shirt with a dinosaur on it.
Okay.
It says Allosaurus. ALL-Saurus.
What?
She handed her mother the sticker and said, put it on me, and her mother put it in her pocket. What do you call a guy who wears bright, colorful clothing and earrings?
A pirate.
Fire. Were you here when that woman asked what office we were running for?
Mm-hmm.
What do you guys do?
We do a podcast.
Oh, you're a podcaster. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So do you have your number? Or do we just do this?
Yep. Just scan the QR code. Okay.
Okay.
Awesome.
Thank you. When's your time? Okay. We just subscribe and we can get on it.
Yeah. We have 153 episodes. So we have 153 episodes so far, so there's plenty to listen to.
Okay.
Are you local?
Yes.
Okay. Is it dealing with ghosts?
No. It has nothing to do with ghosts. That's something different. It's basically me and him talking about us. We've been married for 10 years, so just about life in general.
Okay.
So, that face painter made freaking a ton of money today.
The what?
The face painter?
No, it's free.
Oh, is it? Oh.
That's why the line's so long.
Wonder if they get tipped.
Probably.
Probably made a buttload of money, because that line, even when I just came back from the bathroom, there were still people in line. So do you think today went over well?
You think we get any listeners today?
Possibly.
I think so. People will give it a try anyway.
We've slid under the radar until now.
Yeah. I'm interested to see if there was an uptake in listening.
To do that, I probably would have had to have done something yesterday and compared it to today. But I've seen a lot of people scan it, and I see our website come up on their screen. Mm-hmm.
Have been listening to the Bear and Cura podcast, a production of the Land of Oz Information Services. We can be contacted via email using the address podcast@oz.com, and Oz is spelled AWES.